You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, October 27th, and it is, it's that time again at another great music event at St. Paul's in De Pere. Joining me in studio this morning, we have our friend, our good friend, Dr. Mark Bender. He's the Minister of Music at St. Paul's De Pere. Good morning, Dr. Bender.
Good morning, Andy.
So good to have you in studio this morning. Looking forward to talking about the upcoming Hymn Fest. What season are we observing with this Hymn Fest? Usually your music events revolve around the church year.
Well, we begin each Music at St. Paul's series with a hymn festival. This is a special one because it's happening a little bit later this season, but we're combining a hymn festival with an organ concert for the rededication of our renovated and expanded Martinet pipe organ.
Very good, very good. Oh, well, joining us by phone this morning, the featured guest organist, Dr. Stephen Wente of Concordia University, Chicago. Good morning, Dr. Wente.
Good morning.
So good to have you as our guest this morning, and nice to have a chance to talk with you about this upcoming event. Dr. Wente, tell us a little bit about your background. I remember as a student at Concordia University, just being blessed by your service there when you would lead us in chapel with music there, and what a blessing it was, and the many students that got to study with you as well. Tell us a little bit about your background as an organist, as a professor.
Oh my, well, thank you. Yeah, I went to Concordia and did undergraduate and master's degrees here, and then went out teaching primarily in a congregation in Chicago, but then came back to teach in 1984 at Concordia. And then it was 1985 then when the organ was installed at St. Paul de Pere, and that was one of the first recitals that I played after coming to Concordia. So I've been at Concordia since that time.
And now coming back to St. Louis to serve as guest organist for the upcoming Hymn Fest, Dr. Bender, tell us a little bit about the organ, being the new organ, if you will.
Well, it was a wonderful instrument in the first place when Martinet built it in 1985. The congregation didn't have quite enough funds to put all the pipes in, but Mr. Ott, out of his generosity, prepared the organ, so when the funds came available, the organ could be completed. That didn't happen, though, until 2008. But all along, there was this vision of perhaps still enlarging the organ further, and when the balcony was enlarged in 2007-2008, then preparations were made should this latest expansion come to fruition.
And we're blessed this morning to have the builder of the organ with us here in studio, Martin Ott. So glad to have you with us this morning. Thanks for joining us here on His Time.
Yeah, good morning.
Tell us about the organ at St. Paul's de Pere. Is there anything unique about it?
Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my background. I'm German. I came to this country in the early 70s. And St. Paul is my first larger instrument I built in St. Louis. I come out from a family of organ builders. My father was a master organ builder, and so was my uncle. And I'm here now for a long time. I feel American. And I'm very happy that St. Paul decided to add this new division to the instrument and update the stop action, so you have a computer now which controls the different settings of ranks.
How has organ building changed over the years? You just mentioned having a computer control for the organ.
Yeah, well, the computer is only for the stop action. All the sound is still by piped, except some of the very low pitches. We are adding an electronic 32-foot sound, which is very, very low, and it's new to the instrument. The new rückpaar, the tiff, which is sitting in the railing of the balcony, adds a lot of color, and it also helps congregational singing. The sound is closer to the congregation.
How long, just to give us an idea, how much time goes into building an organ such as the one at St. Paul in De Pere?
Well, it would take, if you would start from the beginning, it would mm-hmm. take about a year to build an instrument of that size. It is my largest instrument here in St. Louis.
Outstanding. And will be featured in the upcoming Hymn Fest. Mark, would you like to share with us a little bit about the music at this Hymn Fest?
Well, you're going to hear a few little snatches of some of the pieces. One of the pieces that features the organ in particular and the adult choir, which will be serving, is William Mathias's Let the People Praise Thee, O God, which was composed for the royal wedding of Charles and Diana. A very stunning piece, lots of colors and so forth like that. Another English piece is the last section of Ralph Vaughan Williams' Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge, a portion of Psalm 90. But the congregation will be involved and interspersed. Dr. Wente will be offering organ pieces, which he's chosen to exploit or demonstrate the different colors and so forth that Mr. Otts alluded to.
Let's talk about the first piece we have in our lineup to listen to this morning.
All right, this is a piece called Voices Raised to You We Offer. The setting is by Jeffrey Blursch, Concordia University, Nebraska.
Very good. Let's listen.
You heard in that clip, Andy, some brass and percussion. We will also have that joining us with the organ and the adult choir on Sunday afternoon.
Dr. Wente, share with us a little bit about some of the selections that you'll be presenting at this event.
Yes. Each of the pieces was chosen to demonstrate part of the organ or some connection to the organ. There are two pieces that were performed in 1985. That I played on the original instrument, a trio by Bach, which is intended to show how the organ can have different voices, really distinct voices, but yet equal in volume. And so you have a very clear, thin texture going there. We're singing with the choir a setting of a Magnificat that is alternation between choir and organ. And for that, we'll use primarily the newest part of the organ, the Rook Positive. Try to use that as much as possible in different ways in that. There's another piece that was played in 1985. It's big and splashy, kind of, called Prelude and Danse Fugue. And it shows a lot of the different colors of the organ, individual stops and so on. There's a lyric piece called The Air, which has a nice crescendo in the middle, and so this is something that with the new combination action to which Martin referred, where that you can add by use of different buttons, you can add stops to the organ, you can add sounds to the organ as registrant aids. This makes this kind of a piece a lot easier to perform. And then finally, we're going to hear a carillon, the Louis Vierne Westminster Carillon, which has that familiar tune that so many of us know.
Martin, Mark was kind enough to share with me some information about the pipe organ specifications. As I look through this list, it looks very impressive, but I'm not sure I know what I'm looking at. Tell us a little bit about the specifications and why are specifications key for the average layperson? I know the organist would have a good idea of what these mean, but what do all these terms mean?
Well, no, the organ has three keyboards and one pedalboard. So we call it the organ has a total of four divisions. The main division is the Hauptwerk or the grate. And the main stop on this is the principal eight, which is a typical organ sound, which is, you know, an 8 foot, then an octave higher, the 4 foot, the 2 foot, the mixtures. That is, it becomes more and more the typical bright sound of the instrument. And then we have a lot of flutes, the lyric and sound. We also have a horizontal trumpet. The original trumpet in the grate was replaced with a broader, more melting sounding trumpet. But in addition, there is this horizontal trumpet, which is fiery and will sound over the entire instrument. Then the swell division, which swell means the organ is under expression. A pipe makes only one sound. If you want to make it softer, you have to shade it. And the swell division has shades in front, so the whole division can be made louder and softer. And then the rig positive is sitting in the railing. And here we have a lot of color. It is really an instrument of its own. And then the pedal adds the bass to the instrument. So it is it's a large instrument. It has 49 stops, which means, you know, if you're pulling all the stops, there are 49 to pull, and it has 51 ranks or rows of pipes. And the total number of pipes is 2,541. So it's a large instrument.
Dr. Winty, share with us a little bit about the physical aspect of being an organist and playing an instrument such as this Martin Ott pipe organ.
Oh, yes. I think you just have to be very comfortable on the bench. And organists learn from little on that most organists have a good piano background. And so the hands can kind of take care of themselves. But when you get to the organ, then, of course, you have to learn how to use your feet. And we like to say, you're not really an organist if you can't use your feet, at least to some capacity. And so everything kind of builds from the bottom up. So you work with the pedal and then work to, you know, get the feet going and then get the hands to work with the pedals. But, yeah, you really do have to be pretty balanced. If you're uncomfortable on the bench or the bench isn't seated quite right, it's going to be pretty hard to play.
Dr. Winty, Dr. Bender, let's take a look at another one of the selections. What would you like to look at next?
Well, Dr. Winty alluded to the trio, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a little bit of that to get an idea of that color. And
sure. Very good. Here we go.
So there you can hear the three lines of our voices working individually yet interdependently. A light registration, but lots of color.
The being a hymn fest, there will be, I gather, much congregational singing.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something about that. Here we are in the week of Reformation, and we think about God's gift to the church of Martin Luther and other reformers who restored to the congregational worship in the divine service the wonderful role of the congregational, the worshiper in the congregation, to the singing of psalms and hymns and the liturgy and so forth. And not only through that does the Holy Spirit work through those words to strengthen the believer, but also unites them in common confession and prayer and praise and proclamation.
Very good, very good. Another selection. Do we want to take a look at another one?
Yes.
Or listen, I should say.
Just a bit of the Matthias, Let All the People Praise Thee. This is the one I alluded to a little earlier.
Okay, very good. Let's listen.
On that piece at the very opening, Andy, you heard that trumpet that Mr. Ott alluded to a while ago, and so that's that horizontal trumpet. So Dr. Wente will be showing that, demonstrating that for us too.
Dr. Wente, what is it like to return after so much time and come back to St. Paul de Pere and to be able to play this organ again?
Well, it's very exciting. I was so honored to be asked by 30 years ago by Don Petering, the former director of music at the church, to play, and especially after I had come to Concordia so soon after I had come to Concordia. And so to come back now and to hear the organ, over the years I've heard it in different venues and played, but now to hear it in the expanded format and renovated, I'm really excited to kind of get my hands on it and have some time to play.
Another selection, Mark?
A little bit of the Vaughan Williams, Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge.
All right, let's listen. Whoops, let me get the right one.
Well, that's actually the beginning of the piece that we're going to sing the end of. So our listeners will need to come to the hymn festival and organ concert this Sunday at 4 o'clock at St. Paul de Pere in order to hear how the piece ends.
Mm-hmm. And let's give the details as well. It's this Sunday, actually.
Yes, All Saints Day, 4 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church. We're at the corner of Manchester and Ballast Roads, just across from West County Shopping Center, just east of 270 on Manchester Road.
So 4 p.m. this Sunday, St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. And that's what... The address is pretty easy to remember.
12345 Manchester Road.
I never noticed that before. All these times we've talked, I never noticed the address is 12345 Manchester Road, De Pere, Missouri. More information, or if we have questions or anything, phone number 314-822-0447, I see on the information here. Any other details? What do we need to know to prepare for the event?
Just come prepared to listen and to sing. There'll be a brief reception afterward, an opportunity to come up to the balcony and look at the organ and so forth. But I wanted to say something about the organ and so forth. And it's not about the organ itself. This instrument is designed to continue to position us to serve in the divine service and the leading of worship and so forth. And also the expansion now makes possible other literature that could also be used. But I want to just say that this expansion, the fact that our congregation went forward with this bears witness to the paramount importance that it places upon the gathering of God's people around word and sacrament.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thanks be to God for that. I want to play some of the carillon pieces.
Yes.
We're going out here. I want to thank you all for being my guest today. Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul's de Pere. Dr. Stephen Winty at Concordia University Chicago. Thanks for being my guest today.
Welcome.
And Martin Ott, the builder of the organ here at St. Paul's de Pere. Martin, thank you so much for being our guest today.
You're welcome.
God's blessings and blessings on the upcoming event, 4 p.m. this Sunday at St. Paul's in de Pere. And the name of this last selection, Mark?
Carillon de Westminster by Louis Vierne.
Very good.
The Legacy Project is a safe place, a theological resource, and a means of Christ-centered cultural engagement. We accomplish this through blogs, podcasts, a local radio ministry, a gospel-centered publishing house, and by providing world-class congregational education through our Speakers Bureau. But we can't do it without your support. Check us out at 1517legacy.com. There you'll find a donate button that will easily allow you to join our team of supporters, all tending the gospel narrative through our various projects. Stand with us.